learn whatever you want right here, toll free, 855-450-FREE. We're going to talk about the disturbing situation that developed over the weekend in the D.C. area as the police state overtook a major highway, shut down the entire thing, and went car to car searching for people. We'll get to that story with you tonight in the studio. It's Ian.
And Johnny Ray.
And you, of course, can join us online. Just drop by freetalklive.com and enjoy the features on the site. You'll get them all for free, unlike those other talk show hosts who want to charge you to access their sites. We do it free. freetalklive.com. Story coming from mydailyinformer.com. But there are all kinds of mainstream articles about this. What I like about this story is they actually include some videos and they don't kind of brush over what was actually going on. The police state in America officially exploded into the D.C. Capital region this weekend as hundreds of cars were stopped in a massive roadblock and warrantless car-to-car search ensued for alleged bank robbers and drivers were met by the likes of what is seen below. And I will post this story on our Facebook and Google Plus and Twitter so you can see it for yourself. One woman had to vomit and was ordered to close her car door. Story unfolds below, including live cell phone video of the event as well. The searches were in no way consensual and were performed with motorists under duress. There were men and women with guns throughout the stopped traffic. The video footage shows machine gun toting cops and sheriff's deputies all over the place on this particular scene. Now, word is they did find the alleged bank robbers in this particular search. So, of course, because it has borne fruit, so to speak, that will justify the activity in a lot of people's minds. Whereas if they hadn't found the bank robbers, maybe more people would have been upset about what they were doing. So folks were ordered at gunpoint to pop their trunks and allow officers to search through their cars. Thousands of motorists were brought to a standstill. 12 lanes of traffic were shut down, and swarms of armed agents combed through the giant traffic jam. The busy Tuesday morning commute was abruptly halted. So I guess it wasn't this weekend. It was March 11th. One driver told ABC News that traffic stopped, and he witnessed 30 police cars pass on the shoulder of I-270 near Rockville, Maryland. Then, when I saw a wall of police officers with automatic weapons approaching our cars, it was apparent that something serious was taking place. Miles of cars were stranded, and motorists were confined to their vehicles with no explanation for over an hour. Confused people exiting their vehicles were met with hostility from police. WTOP in D.C. reported that one woman leaned out her door to vomit. Just mentioned that. It's just awful, motorist Carmel Desroche said to WJLA, describing the traffic jam. I've never seen both directions of 270 like this before. It was painful. While stuck in traffic, the motorists were approached by the armed agents and ordered at gunpoint to submit to warrantless searches of the interior of their vehicle. In the same way that in Boston last year with the Boston bombing situation, people were demanded at gunpoint to allow the police to search their homes. And was that voluntary? Is it voluntary when a man has a gun pointed at you or your household and waves, indicates that you need to come down without even using words? We had a couple of our listeners call in during the Boston bombing search that were actually living in Watertown at the time where it was all really going down. And they said that the police didn't even say anything to them. They were out on their, not their porch, but the second story kind of veranda or whatever. And the police in military fatigues were on the ground level, and they pointed up at them and pointed their weapons and indicated that they were to come out the front door without even saying anything.
And I think what you're describing in Boston is more outrageous than the more recent story that we're talking about now.
Why?
Because the state owns the roads and they don't own your house.
Yeah, they do. They own your house because if you don't pay taxes, they're going to take it.
Right.
They're threatening to put a tax lien on this house, actually.
Yep. It's more explicit that they own the roads. And
true. It's more obvious, I suppose, to people. But I think they own. It seems like the evidence shows they own everything.
Right. I just expect all that on the roads. I feel like the, you know, insofar as the government is legitimate, they do own the roads. I don't pretend that they don't.
But they don't own your car.
But your car, they do if it's on their road.
Well, I'm pretty outraged by this. It's very disturbing, and watching the videos is really creepy. I mean, this is not the kind of place that I feel like I would want to live, and I think it's absolutely horrifying. There's an interview that they did with a man named Don Troop. He was one of the many innocent drivers who experienced the ordeal. A group of officers made its way to his car and others around him. He says they were just walking along saying, "Pop the trunk! Pop the trunk!" He overheard a man in a truck next to him call out to another motorist that the police are looking for bank robbers. Short time later, about 9 officers approached his car, including state police in tan uniforms, county police in dark uniforms, and at least one plainclothes officer wearing a yellow tie. Among their commands to that motorist, the troop overheard, "Stay in your car, pop the trunk, get your hands on the steering wheel, get your hands up where we can see them." And I guess there are a lot of people who are going to make excuses for this. I mean, the bank robbers must be caught, right, Johnny Ray? We've got to just stop everybody from getting where they were going to totally destroy whatever level of, commerce was going on, interfere in people getting home or going to work or going to, you know, to do their shopping. I don't know what amount of money these guys got from the bank, but it certainly wasn't tantamount to whatever it was that was lost in productivity from people being held up on the roads for however many hours this took. I mean, they stopped miles worth of traffic and went car to car in a search.
Yeah, I'll buy that. Just what you said about people's productivity and the bank, the folks at the bank were helped out at the expense of all these hundreds of other people. The state made a choice to help somebody over somebody else. They will always make that choice.
And not only help the bank, but to threaten other people and point guns at them in order to get their cooperation in this way. By the way, banks are insured against robbery. And from what I read in another post about this same incident, is the bank actually helped the police find where the robbers were because apparently they put some sort of GPS tracking device in the bag with the money.
Ah.
So if the officers had a tracking device in the bag, why was it so necessary to shut down the entirety of the highway, 12 lanes worth of traffic? Why couldn't they just quietly track the men with the device and see where they went and follow them without having to disrupt everyone's day and threaten people at gunpoint? If you'd like to share your thoughts, you're welcome to join us here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. Another story I pulled up, we actually have a caller about this. Sean's Outpost is being threatened. It's a Bitcoin-based charity in Pensacola, Florida, helping homeless people. And I believe this is Jason King calling in. Jason, is that you?
Yeah, man, it's me.
Hey, Jason is, by the way, running. Yeah, we got you. He's running across the country, Bitcoin across America. We've kind of talked to him a couple times about that, but I imagine that's not the reason you're calling today. Apparently, you guys are under attack again by the local government.
Yeah, it's good. So today's actually the 1-year anniversary. It's like our first birthday of Sean's Outpost. So for our birthday present from Escambia County, they had a kind of like a secret last minute meeting to vote to file an injunction of emergency relief against us. Because once again, if you're helping the homeless, that's an imminent danger to society. It's been wonderful. It's been a great day.
They really ought to just give you some sort of a plaque or a trophy, because what you're really doing is you're helping the homeless by giving them a place to live. I mean, Sean's Outpost is, I believe, the owner of Satoshi Forest, and that is a 9 acres of woodland?
Yeah,
essentially?
We're a nine acre homeless sanctuary. And this latest attack is actually, it's not unexpected because, whenever you're dealing with a state, like, these sort of attacks should never really surprise you.
Sure.
But going to commercial break?
Can you stand by, Jason, so we can continue
gladly.
The discussion? I'd like to do that. Jason King here from Sean's Outpost is going to give us the latest on what's happening there as the states in Florida, or in this case the Escambia County gang, has brought some fresh threats against Sean's Outpost, and we'll find out more about that coming up here in a moment. 855-450-FREE, no good deed goes unpunished. This is Free Talk Live.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Great news, Pure Water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Control toll free here at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Join us online. Drop by freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we share with you. We talked a lot about Bitcoin on Free Talk Live and blockchain.info as the best solution to
getting a Bitcoin wallet and easily being able to access it on, say, your mobile device. If you've got an Android phone, they've got a really cool app that makes it so easy to transfer your Bitcoins from point A to point B anywhere around the world. If you are using a non-Android app like a BlackBerry or iPhone, you'll have to use the Blockchain HTML5 wallet, which works very well from what I understand. Blockchain.info is where you can go to do that. They've been having some downtime, unfortunately, though, although the website is up. When I checked it earlier, and I'll check it right now for you, but when I checked it earlier, oh, they're back, I think. Looks like they're more back than they were before. Earlier today, it had a message, the site had a message linking to their Twitter profile where they were updating people on a hardware issue they were having, not security related, but just a hardware failure that they were working on, and apparently they've solved that. So go to blockchain.info. You can grab your free Bitcoin wallet there, get started with Bitcoins. We'll tell you about later on how you can actually get the Bitcoins into your Bitcoin wallet, blockchain.info.
Ian, remember last week I was talking about how I had dropped my phone into a bucket of caustic chemicals.
Mm-hmm.
I realized a day later that I had a little bit of Bitcoin on that phone.
Aha. Uh-huh.
And I haven't attempted any kind of recovery, but I did seem to remember me emailing myself my keys, my private keys.
So. Was it a blockchain wallet?
No, it wasn't a blockchain wallet. I don't know which one it is, but it's just it's a smartphone wallet.
You should switch to blockchain because if you're using blockchain's wallet and your phone dies or whatever, you still have the wallet. You can still go to their website, get your new phone, and sync that to the wallet. So it doesn't actually keep the Bitcoins on your phone. It's just a way for you to access your Bitcoins.
Uh-huh.
So let's go back to somebody who knows a thing or two about Bitcoins. He's running across the country with Bitcoin Across America, and Jason King is his name from Sean's Outpost. Now, Jason, where are you right now, by the way?
So right now I'm in Seguin, Texas, which is about 50 miles outside of San Antonio, Texas.
Okay, and still running every single day. You've got the a huge RV painted yellow and black, which was awesome to see in real life in Austin when I was there last week.
For sure.
Yeah, so I mean, I'd love to talk more about that, but there's something more urgent going on with Sean's Outpost, the homeless charity that you started about a year back, where you guys actually bought a piece of property with Bitcoin, 9 acres of wooded land. You call it Satoshi Forest. It's a place where homeless people can come and camp. And it would seem to me that you're performing a real service, not only for homeless people, but for people who, you know, there's a lot of people in Florida, there's a viewpoint of get the homeless out of sight kind of viewpoint. They really want to clean up the streets of the homeless people, and in the process, they're very, very nasty to them. And they pass ordinances in various cities like Orlando and Sarasota that prohibit feeding people in public places. And it's just absolutely ridiculous what they do to these poor people. So you've given them a place to stay, which presumably, if homeless people are staying in Satoshi Forest, then there are probably not as many of them staying like behind people's houses or whatever. That takes them out of other places.
Oh yeah, for sure. I mean, you know, it's still functionally illegal to be homeless in Escambia County. So at the very least, we are, you know, relieving the taxpayers of the burden of having to arrest homeless people and put them into prison, which is significantly more expensive than just letting them stay in Satoshi Forest.
Absolutely. Now, you've also delivered, 60,000 meals to homeless people funded by Bitcoin over the last year or so?
Yeah, over 60,000 meals, which we're extremely proud of. And that actually makes us the largest feeder of homeless in Escambia County. And for an organization that's only 1 year old, we're extremely proud of that.
Jason, where does the Sean come from in Sean's Outpost? I've always been curious about that.
So Sean's Outpost is named after Sean Dugas. He was my best friend who was murdered in 2012. And,
wow.
And we run Sean's Outpost as a memorial to a wonderful person that was taken before his time.
I'm very sorry to hear that.
So I've got the story here from Bitcoin Bombs, BitcoinNotBombs.com. Looks like Megan, I believe that's MK Lords, posted this about what's going on. They've filed some sort of suit against. Have they sued Sean's Outpost or you personally? What's going on?
So basically, the county commission today agreed unanimously to file an injunctive relief, which is essentially the corporate version of a restraining order against Satoshi Forest to force us to evict everyone from Satoshi Forest. And what's really disturbing about this is that, you know, as anarchists as we are, we have been going through their process of, you know, actually officially becoming a campground, and they've actually taken us to court twice, and we prevailed twice, and the judge in both of those cases has found that we are not in violation of code or ordinance, and that there is no law preventing us from having people camping on our property, and what's really disturbing is if you go to the last county commission meeting, there were still some people complaining about Satoshi Forest, and Dean Valentino, who was one of our county commissioners, actually is on record saying that if the magistrate that we've been dealing with in court won't play ball, that they will find the judge that will. So literally this is the enactor of that, which is that they are now, you know, since going through the proper court procedure, like that they forced upon us, didn't get them the relief that they wanted. They're now going to another judge. It's probably somebody's poker buddy or somebody like that to try to force us to kick people off. Even though their own judge has said that what we're doing is not illegal, and told them to leave us alone. But you know, that's the government for you.
So what is happening here? Is this an emergency injunction? Megan's blog post makes it sound like it might be, which means that you've got a very short amount of time to appear in court. What's the legal status here?
So we'll find out. They didn't serve us today. So our guess is that they serve us tomorrow. And then so when we actually receive that service, we'll know if it's a normal injunctive relief, which we'll have like 2 weeks to prepare for, or if it's emergency service, which means we'll actually be in court in 48 hours. And my guess is that they're planning on it being an emergency service because both of our legal counsel are out of town or will be out of town on Friday. So we think it's probably them purposely not playing fair because that's just sort of par for the course for Escambia County.
Right. I mean,
disturbing.
People have been living there for a long period of time. Now, all of a sudden, they want, you know, to do something about this. And what are their goal is to evict people from a forest. So where are they going to go after that? They're going to just start camping out in random places, right?
That's correct. And, you know, regardless of what your feelings are on the homeless or if you think that some people should house the homeless, this is really an attack on private property.
Absolutely.
You know, Satoshi Forest is private property. And, you know, the government's coming in and they're not even saying that we can't do what we want to on our land. What they're saying is that if a branch of the government says that we can do that and they don't like that, well, they'll just get another branch of the government to come in and shut us down.
And they can keep filing suit after suit after suit at almost no cost because they can just have their city attorneys do it, and they're already getting paid salary. So you guys have to keep paying to defend yourself. It's absolutely outrageous.
Absolutely.
Jason, folks can follow along where?
Sean'sOutpost.com and BitcoinAcrossAmerica.com.
Keep up the good work out there, and thanks for the update tonight. More coming up on Free Talk Live.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Did you know that organic sulfur can cleanse and defend your body against the poisons we're exposed to each day? Organic sulfur crystals from sulfurdefense.com help by forcing oxygen and nutrition into your cells while eliminating heavy metals, contaminants, and damaging radiation. Defend yourself and family from toxic assault with one of the most critical and essential minerals available today. Order online at sulfurdefense.com. That's sulfurdefense.com or call 800-593-6273.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control here toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features waiting for you. You get to create the content right there on the front page of the website. Everything there, those news stories, YouTube videos, blog posts, as you scroll down the page, what you see has been placed there by listeners like you. You can do that by going to freetalklive.com. You need a free Reddit account and Free Talk Live account. You combine the two accounts together in a very simple process. And then at that point, it'll be easy for you to interact with the content right there on the front page. You can vote up what you like, down what you don't like. You can submit fresh content to the site. And then we'll consider that to talk about on the air. Go to freetalklive.com. Get interactive for free. That's freetalklive.com. Now, you can also get something cool for free right now by going to proxpn.com/FTL and get a free account with ProXPN. It's a global virtual private network that encrypts your online data before it reaches your internet service provider. So your ISP right now, if you're not using ProXPN, they probably are logging every website you visit and every search term that you enter for up to 5 years. ProXPN doesn't log your internet activity. So you protect yourself from your ISP snooping on you or other people snooping on you. Maybe you're at a coffee shop. The administrator at the coffee shop wants to know what you're doing online, or somebody snipping your packets from the Wi-Fi card in your laptop. All of these things are possible. But if you've got ProXPN, then you've solved that problem. ProXPN.com/FTL. It's a global virtual private network, and it works very, very well. Now, you can go and get the free account right now, but you're going to want to upgrade to the premium package for $5 a month. Now, you can get that $5 price by using our discount code FTL20, which gives you 20% off for the lifetime of your account, and you do have to get the annual plan to get that deep, deep discount down to $5 a month. But if you want to use the 20% off code, you can do that on the monthly package as well. But it's a great deal because not only are you protecting yourself from your ISP snooping on you, but you can also select your location for the server of your choice. In that, ProXPN has different servers around the world. So if you want to make it look like you're in Singapore, you can connect to their Singapore server. There's one in the Netherlands, another one in, I think, London, and a new one in Prague. There's also some in the United States. Though if you're going to be doing private torrenting, I would recommend that you connect to the Netherlands server for certain reasons where, like, even though your privacy is protected, if you connect to their U.S. servers, they can still get DMCA notices, the Digital Millennium Copyright Act notices sent to them. And so if you want to avoid that happening, just connect to their Netherlands server. The privacy protections in the Netherlands are a lot stronger. So proxpn.com/FTL. They're very concerned about your privacy, and you get a great discount with code FTL20 for 20% off for the lifetime of the account. You can also pay in Bitcoin if you like for the annual plan and save even more. There's a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee. proxpn.com/FTL. To the phones and the fun, we go to John in Minnesota. You're on Free Talk Live. John.
Yes. What state are you living in right now?
I am living in a state of bliss,
New Hampshire.
Okay. You have titles to your cars in New Hampshire?
I don't have a car, but there is a car that I drive that is not a New Hampshire titled car. It is titled elsewhere.
Oh, it is titled? See, the state in Minnesota, we don't have a title. We have a certificate of title.
Right, that's what I meant. Do you want to explain what you mean by that?
The state holds a title to your car, mm-hmm. and then they give you a certificate of title, but they own the car when you turn it over to them.
Well, most people don't turn it over to them because the actual title goes on file when it's purchased. So isn't it the car dealer, the one that's turning it over?
Yeah, the car dealer. Does all the paperwork. They will not give you a title to the car. They give it to the state, and then they mm-hmm. give you a certificate of title because the state is holding the title to the car.
Yeah, well, this is an interesting theory that I believe there's some evidence for, but ultimately, you know, is the goal to inform people of this so they can't do anything about it, or is there some way to actually get the title?
I don't know. I don't know how to do it.
Gotcha. So you were just calling to...
The cars before you bought, before 1971, you got the title for it. Then you would register the car with the state.
And when you registered the car with the state, would you then have to hand over the title?
No.
So were you just calling to sort of inform people about that?
Yeah. They can check it out in their state to see what technically, because when you put money in the bank... They have the deposit, and they give you a certificate of deposit, but they have the money until you take it out, you know.
John, thanks for your call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE. What do you think about that, Johnny Ray?
I guess he was referencing the roadblock story in Washington.
No, he was just talking about titles in general, titling cars and things like that. The theory is that you don't actually have ownership of the car, that when the car is sold to you, the title for the car is actually given to the state rather than to you, and that you are given evidence that the title exists, which is the certificate of title. That's the claim, and I've looked into it a little bit. It seems like it might be true, but what are you going to do about it?
I don't know. I do have a car. I bought one in Nashua.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I assume that the title was in my glove compartment somewhere.
Yeah. If you do look at the look at what you call the title, it does usually say certificate of title, which means that in theory, the title itself is actually on file with the state, and you have a certificate, which is evidence that the title exists, but not in your possession. Interesting, huh?
Fascinating.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's just like, it's one of those kind of legal theory things that there seems to be evidence for, but ultimately, the question is, well, what do you do about it, right? Because the other theory I've heard is that if you go and buy a new car, that there may be some way for you to actually get the title to that car if you're paying with cash or something like that. So I've heard that rumor, but I don't know if it's true. I don't know what good it would do you anyway. if you actually had the title to the car, how's that going to change anything about your life? How is that going to affect your rights? I mean, does that mean that the cops aren't going to be able to seize your car at any given moment if they want to? Of course not. If they want to take your car for whatever reason, you know, claim that you had a pot leaf or something like that in the back seat and use that as the excuse to just take your car, I highly doubt that if you tell the officer, well, sir, you can't do that because I've got the title to this car and it's my car, I don't think that's going to really help you out of that situation.
Yeah, my impression about the law really is it's all a lot of dross. It's just a bunch of words, and it's really not that important. It's there to confuse people.
Oh yeah.
And the state is going to do what they want to do, and they use the law when it's convenient for them, and they'll ignore it when it's convenient for them as well. A lot of people really get really jazzed up about, you know, diving into these legal theories, and I don't.
Well, I think that I can understand the interest that people have in it.
I can't.
They feel like they feel like there's some sort of way out, that they're in this legal maze of confusion that has been sort of built up over decades, or if not over 100 years, maybe even longer than that. But this really confusing legal morass that if they just learn the escape route, they'll truly be free. And I don't think that that's realistic. It's not. There's no evidence that there is such a route. There are a lot of hucksters out there who will sell you what they proclaim to be the path out. And, you know, if you actually try to implement the ideas that they will sell to you, then you'll end up behind bars. And there's nothing you can do to the person who sold it to you at that point. So I can understand the desire that drives people to try to understand this, because they feel like if they just know the right magic words, if they just know the right forms to file, if they just know how it all works, that they'll be able to apply some sort of solution through the legal system. And I agree with your assessment, Johnny Ray. It doesn't matter what you know. It doesn't matter how much you know about their system. They can still do whatever they want to do and get away with it.
The discussion of the law reminds me of my recent experience with Crusader Kings. I'll tell you later.
All right, more coming up here in moments. 855-450-FREE. That's a game, by the way.
Uh-huh.
And we'll continue with Johnny Ray, and your thoughts are welcome on whatever's on your mind here on Free Talk Live.
The following is an important free offer for smokers only. The makers of Victor, the world's most advanced e-cigarette, have just authorized the release of free starter kits to all smokers who call in the next 10 minutes. Valued at $99, these Victor starter kits are available for free, but only while supplies last. To guarantee your free kit, call in the next 10 minutes, 1-800-564-6941. The revolutionary Victor design creates only water vapor. There is no foul-smelling smoke and no unhealthy tar. This allows individuals to enjoy the nicotine they love without restriction, no matter where they are. The financial advantages over cigarettes are considerable as well. It is estimated that the average smoker can save hundreds of dollars a month with Victor. Again, free Victor starter kits are now available to any smoker who calls in the next 10 minutes. This is a radio-only offer not available in stores, so call now for your free kit. 1-800-564-6941. 1-800-564-6941. 1-800-564-6941.
Hey everyone, have you heard about the no-no hair removal device that's sweeping the globe? If you want to go weeks without shaving and get smooth, professional, quality results, here's our favorite host, Cheryl, for no-no hair removal.
Thanks. Hey gals, I love talking about my no-no. It's this cute little hair removal system that you can take with you and use almost anywhere at home or on the road. No more expensive in-office treatments, painful waxing, and no more wasting your valuable time. Got unwanted facial hair? No-no has patented Thermacon technology that works on all hair and skin colors, so it's perfect for using on all body parts. And now you can take advantage of this incredible risk-free trial. Get the No-No, the facial kit, a travel case, and a $100 discount shopping card, and you don't risk a penny to try it. Try the incredible No-No hair completely risk-free. Call 1-800-953-6062. That's 800-953-6062. 800-953-6062.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
And we're here to take your calls about whatever's on your mind. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, Johnny Ray. You're going to tie in legal theories with Crusader Kings?
Yes,
story?
Crusader Kings 2.
A video game that you've been playing. We'll get to that here in a little bit. Your calls come first, 855-450-FREE. By the way, we've got Skype if you'd like to Skype into the show. Send a contact request to username lrn.fm, and then you'll be accepted. It might take a segment or two for me to get around to it, but I'll get you in. And then you can call in easily on Skype from that point forward. Now, most people want to get ahead in life, and nearly all of Free Talk Live's listeners would like to persuade more people toward the idea of freedom. But did you know that some of the solutions that claim to help you grow actually backfire? Well, the good news is that 70 years of science shows that even the best leaders can get better, but only if they practice in ways that actually work. Dr. Matt Barney, founder of LeaderAmp, has coached and taught thousands of successful leaders around the world for the last 20 years using the latest science of what works. Dr. Barney has drafted blueprints for a new smartphone application to measure each person and tailor a customized developmental plan, some of which will be pushed to your smartphone. His vision is to build a community who can access approaches that really work and support each other's development as leaders. Uniquely, it will allow you to compare your leadership with famous historical leaders like Gandhi or Steve Jobs to help you see that they weren't perfect, but overcame their own limitations with practice. The app isn't ready yet. It's currently being built, but if you'd like to help advance an approach to grow freedom lovers' persuasion skills, we'd love for you to join the community. Feel free to pre-order on Indiegogo via leaderamp.freetalklive.com. So when you go to that website, it takes you to the LeaderAmp Indiegogo page where you can help them fundraise for this project. leaderamp.freetalklive.com. Amp your leadership at leaderamp.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones and to your thoughts. Fred is in California, listening online to LRN.FM. Hey, Fred.
Yes, I was taken by your coverage of Sean's Outpost.
Yes, sir.
The founder. I want to give a couple of referrals to him. One is markstevens.net.
Mm-hmm.
And also on Republic Broadcast Network, there's a fellow by the name of Clint Richardson of the Corporation Nation. He's on every evening from 5 to 7. And what Jason King needs to know as a defendant in the court is that the plaintiff that's making this action against him has to prove standing in court. He has to show a cause of action in order to establish jurisdiction in the court. So he could easily do this by asking the prosecutor, did you file a valid cause of action against me? And that's the worst thing that he wants to have ask him, because in order for him to file a cause of action, he has to meet the three elements of a cause of action. And that's one of your questions, Jason, that you need to ask him. What are the elements of the cause of action? And if he cannot answer that, he's incompetent and there's no jurisdiction. It's hard to put this all in
Now, are you talking about a civil? You're talking about in a civil case?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It goes all the way from a constitutional event all the way down to a parking violation.
So what are the elements of a valid cause of action?
Okay, the three elements are, let's see, well, is there any injury? Did his action cause an injury to the plaintiff? That's one. The other one is, let me see here.
Now, if you go into a courtroom and you ask someone if they have filed a valid cause of action and you don't know what the elements of the cause of action are supposed to be, that's not going to look very good, right?
Damage.
Yeah.
A violation of a legal right to anybody. And who is responsible for making amends to this if it were to happen? The other thing, too, that as a defendant in court, when the prosecutor stands up, identifies himself, his name, and he says, I represent the state, then you as a defendant should raise your hand to the judge and ask for a clarification. And then you should turn to the prosecutor and ask him this question. What factual evidence do you have to show that you, in fact, represent the state? Because he doesn't.
Have you ever tried these legal theories?
Yeah, got me out of a parking ticket. And see,
no kidding. No kidding. What part of it got you out of the parking ticket? What line? What approach did you use?
Well, I asked the person that wrote the ticket if he filed a valid cause of action. In other words, did parking in this case in a red zone injure another party? Was I parked in front of a hydrant? No, it was a pink zone. It hadn't been painted for like 8 years. But cities make their money on this by not painting curbs, but citing people in them. So what you do is every plaintiff has to establish.
No, I want to hear more about your story. So, look, I'm familiar with Mark Stevens and Adventures in Legal Land and the No State Project. I program LRN.FM, so I actually give him airtime on my network for his show. And I like a lot of what Mark says. I don't know about the other guy. I never heard of him, the other show that you mentioned. But I like a lot of what he says. But I also know that it's not perfect. And, you know, I've tried to implement a number of those ideas. And in a lot of cases, the state just doesn't care. They're going to do what they're going to do. So I'm glad to hear that it actually worked out for you, this approach.
Yeah.
But so when you brought up the question about, you know, did you file a valid cause of action in the parking ticket trial, what happened?
He didn't file it. He has no standing in court. The court has no jurisdiction.
Wait. I'm confused. He didn't file the ticket? You mean the prosecutor didn't file the ticket? It was filed by an agent, the parking agent? Or I'm confused.
A ticket, a traffic ticket, is nothing more than a summons and a claim. That's all it is. It's not a cause of action. It doesn't say anything. All it does is that you got to respond to me without your consent, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you get into court, the first thing you want to establish is that, is this court in jurisdiction? See, the premise here is this. The court is pretending to have jurisdiction based under what the definition of a citizen is under the original Constitution, and that's this. A citizen is defined as a member of the body politic that has a duty of allegiance to the government. It's a contractual agreement, and the government in return has to show a duty to protect and maintain your individual rights.
Which they don't have, as the Supreme Court has ruled over and over. They don't have any obligation to protect you, so therefore there can be no citizens. So I understand all that, and it's just that usually the courts don't care about any of this stuff. They'll just go ahead and do whatever they want to do because they know they can, and it doesn't matter what you say. But I'm glad to hear that you actually won on the parking ticket. Did you happen to record any video or audio of that success?
I didn't. I tell you, those guys down there, I mean, it was a TSA adventure before you could get into court. Yeah.
So here's what I'd like to see. I'd like to see more people trying different tactics, because I'm not going to say one tactic is the best. There are a lot of different theories out there. Some of them may be better than others. But I'd like to see more experimentation rather than kind of going about things the standard way. And I'd like to see it happen here in New Hampshire, where we can get cameras into the courtrooms. I'll be going and recording a trial tomorrow morning here in Keene. It's not a problem at all to get a camera into a courtroom here in New Hampshire. So I'd recommend that if you want a chance at more freedom, you check out the Free State Project and come on up here. And if you want to get a parking ticket here in Keene, I'll be happy to come out and record the trial. We'll see how you do here. And I thank you, Fred, for the call. And thanks for making it tonight. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Johnny Gray, you've had a little bit of experience in court. What do you think about the legal theories there that he was espousing?
I've gone to court three times with my one tactic that seemed to me to be as plain in plain English and black and white, and it's worked 30% of the time.
All right, we'll come back with more here in moments. Hour number two is on the way. One of the things you can count on the government for is inconsistency. Hour number two is next. You can take control. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Quantum vibes. It's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed. With brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system. On secret missions to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibes.com from Big Head Press.
The flooring experts at Lumber Liquidators have over 8 million square feet of top-quality flooring that must be cleared out by end of quarter, March 31st. Get donor oak laminate flooring for only 49 cents a square foot. Exotic black mamba hand-scraped bamboo for just $1.89. Even 3/4-inch pre-finished hickory hardwood for an unheard-of $2.59 a square foot. They've got free samples at your local store, plus 22-month special financing available. So go to LumberLiquidators.com now to find the store nearest you.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.